What name are you going by this time?
Just Artist Shador is good.
Artist Shador. Okay. And you are the manager of the Cochrane Food Bank?
Yes.
But it's more than a food bank.
It is, of course.
What do you call the store part?
So it's the neighbor-to-neighbor thrift store.
Okay, good. Now, as the new manager, I know you've already put some plans into effect, but do you have any other plans, any changes coming?
Yeah, so we have a few events that are coming up, but we do have some changes that will likely take effect in the new year. We're talking about extending hours to doing Saturdays, just so we could serve the public better, because currently we're only open during the week. We're talking about more consistent hours throughout the week. So instead of having our Friday closed at 3, we'll be closed at 4. So these are all changes that'll come about. And then we also are talking about things in the future, like having an appliance section, because we used to long ago have room for appliances and whatnot. So I'm currently working on a plan right now to ensure that we are able to help low-income families and anyone who needs an appliance, because we know how expensive they are. They're going to be able to come and have access to purchasing one at a reduced cost. So there are lots and lots of different things coming up.
Sounds good. You already have somewhat of an online auction going.
Yeah, so we used to have a silent auction that was running at the actual facility, right? So people would come in and they would bid and they would do it that way, the old school way with the binder. What we've done now is we put a lot of the stuff online, which helps us to reach other people that might have not even thought of coming into the thrift store. So it's a whole different demographic, and they're like, oh. And it also helps us get a little bit more for those items, which then in turn helps us, makes us self-sustainable so that we're able to support the food bank. So everything from the thrift shop, it always goes towards everything that we're lacking in other support. So we're always able to meet the needs of the community.
Putting it online expands the reach too. You see stuff there that someone outside of Cochrane might be interested in.
Yeah, we're able to reach other areas, and we're really lucky too, because as a Cochrane food bank here, we're a drop-off station to supply other food banks in the region. So we supply Matheson, Timmins, Yorba Falls, Kapuskasing with different items. So it's nice to actually have reach out to those customers also, so they know, hey, if you want to help support us, you're able to do the online auction, or even just come once we're open on the weekends, drop by and you can purchase whatever, and it's going back to the community.
Now, I've seen a couple of the items so far, and they appear to be antique dishes. Is that the type of thing you'll be putting up, or what kind of stuff will you be putting up on the online auction?
So we're going to put a different variety of things. Usually they're things that are more unusual, or things that are a little bit more not commonly seen. So you're not going to see a lot of stuff that you can just go buy at a general store. It's going to be more of wood burning. We had a wood burning pitcher there that was done professionally. It was beautiful. We've had antique Depression era glasses and the whole set of them. We do also have a lot of very cool, I'm going to call them knickknacks, but collector's items. So things that you don't commonly see. And we even have this one shirt that will eventually go up that is like the Sears wish book. It's again, they're like more nostalgic items that people love to have, but it helps us to actually support our community and the need that we have.
And you never know what's going to come in the door, so you never know what'll be on the online auction. Is that right?
Yeah, we're incredibly lucky that we have such a supportive community that really recognizes that one person's junk or whatever they want to say is another person's treasure. And it definitely helps us to make sure there's no food insecurity issues happening in our community. And it goes on beyond that as well, right? Because we should all have the ability to purchase items to enjoy at an affordable cost, no matter what your economic situation is.
So keep an eye on your Facebook page.
Of course, yeah, definitely. We post directly on our own Facebook page, just because we like to keep track of everything and know that when you are bidding on that, we do contact you. You pick up during our regular hours, and all your funds are going towards supporting the food bank.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, we have some really cool events coming up. We have our annual Christmas sale November 20th, which everybody gets really excited for. It's an opportunity to come out and get things to be able to celebrate the holiday season. And we also have our Kids Night, which it's our second annual. That's November 17th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is a chance for kids to come out and buy gifts for their parents or their loved ones, whoever they want, and they're all at a reduced cost. So they're able to get them gift wrapped. And it's a great chance too for volunteers. If there's kids who need volunteer hours, they can contact me here at the food bank and we will definitely get them getting those community service hours.
Okay, very good. Thanks for this, as always.